In the summer of 1204, Temujin rode west to confront his blood brother. The outcome would be decisive for the future of the Mongol people. In the foothills of the Hengi Mountains, on the eve of battle, Temujin called his generals to him.
I told them, one tribe is like a single arrow, easily broken. But many tribes together would be strong. They could never be broken.
But Temujin didn't just rely on inspirational speeches. He practiced psychological warfare.
I knew Jemuka's scouts would be watching as my men prepared for battle. I ordered each man to light not one, but five fires.
Jemuka's scouts reported that Temujin's army was so large they had more fires than there were stars in the sky. At daybreak, Jemuka led his army onto the heights of Chakemagut. And this was the sight that confronted him.
I saw the man who had been my friend, who had sworn the sacred vow of Ander. But he had broken that vow.
Jemuka was about to become the first commander to face an army that would eventually conquer 12 million square miles.